couple ways to expand a factorial design. We can add conditions to one independent variable, the other independent variable, or both. As always, be careful not to let your design get away from you. Because every time you add one more condition, you're adding one more of each of the other conditions. So when you add just one more to this, you're adding three conditions for each new row. Add anything to this, you're adding four conditions for each new row, three conditions for each new column. It can get out of hand quickly. There also can be a real problem with non-existing conditions. There are some combinations of things that don't exist. You might not be able to find certain combinations, and empty cells are a total pain in the tuchus. If you run into a situation like that, we can use analytic comparison coding and get you everything that you want. It's just not common enough to make a focus right now. But if you find out that you've got, you know, this 3x4 world kind of, but three of those 12 cells don't exist in nature, and you could create them but no one would give a shit, come on back. We'll show you how to code things as a 9-condition design and capture any research question that you want. It's no big deal. It's just not common enough to put a lot of energy into right now. But it is cool. It's fun math, and it can be very effective. All right. What changes when we move to a larger design? In a K-by-K design, the main effect F-tests are sufficient to tell us about the relationship of each IV to the DV only for two-condition main effects. Since the two-condition main effects involves the comparison of two marginal means, the F-test tells us what we need to know. The two marginal means are different. However, for a K-condition main effect, the F-test only tells us that there is a pattern of significant differences. Doesn't tell us which means are significantly different from which other ones. So we're going to need an LSD minimum mean difference to determine which pairs of marginal means are different. Yeah?
So I was just helping somebody with a 2x3.
Uh-huh.
And so we got a significant main effect for condition.
Uh-huh.
We did LSD and couldn't find the significance difference between any
of the marginal means?
The marginal means. So is that just because they were so close?
It could be. There's a couple of things going on. How did you do the LSD?
With the computator.
With ours? With which one? The Excel or the?
The actual computator, not Excel.
Okay. Then you're just sitting on the power line.
Okay, that's what we thought.
Because that, if you calculate it in properly, and you're using the full model error term, that's the most powerful test, combination of tests out there. That's one of the reasons we use it, is because it tends to be powerful given the underpowered tests we tend to use. Research says it's the best balance of type 1 and type 2 errors. But sometimes you have an effect that isn't anywhere. And the reason for that is that what the F test does is it tests the accumulated difference of each cell mean from the grand mean, which is not mathematically exactly the same thing as accumulating the difference between the cell means, especially if you have unequal n. And so you can have a difference between two small cell conditions and the grand mean without having a difference between the two of them. And so sometimes shit happens, and what you're left with is, you know that the two means with the biggest different, you know they're statistically significantly different because you got that out of the omnibus.
Right.
And you usually end up treating the other two as non-equivalent and going on from there.
Okay.
The other thing that people will do is that they will calculate the pairwise effect sizes. And if you have one, if the one that has to be significant is about the same size as one of the others that's not significant, you sort of say, well, this one looks big enough to care about because it's the same effect size.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the effect size dance instead of the p-value dance.
Okay.
But you're skirting power. You're right on the bubble. Great. The interaction, like a 2x2, the interaction F-test doesn't tell us what we need to know. It just gets us started. It tells us something to go figure out. We're still going to need an LSD to determine which pairs of cell means are significant. We got to make sure we're using the right N when we calculate the LSD. The N that we use is always based on big N and the number of conditions in the effect we're doing the follow-up for. So if you have a 3 by 4 factorial design and 3 significant F tests, you've got 3 different LSDs. And this is where doing it by SPSS is easier, because you get different sets of pairwise comparisons with different labels. And all you got to do is pay attention to the label. The way that I always remember it the other way is that the smaller the number of conditions, the smaller the LSD is going to be. The bigger the LSD is going to be. So the interaction is going to have the biggest LSD. The main effect with the biggest number of conditions is going to be next. The one with the smallest is going to have the intermediate. And so, same basic idea that we had before, only now in the 2x3 there's a whole bunch more follow-up analyses available. Now we have 2 LSDs, one for the 3 group main effect of age, and one for the 6 group main effect or interaction effect. And so now there's all these different things that we might be interested in. All these different pieces. And again, the big answer to the big question is, do we line them up properly? Are we using the right test, calculated the right way for the right effect? So we're going to model that. So just sort of a walkthrough, an example of getting a feel for this here. We've got males and females who were given 3 types of instructions to work as quickly as possible, to work as accurately as possible, to try and maximize quickness without increasing error, and no instruction at all. This is from the late 70s, early 80s speed accuracy trade-off. It was a very hot idea. Suddenly, people were seen again as decision makers, not just responders, but decision makers. And if you're making decisions, then you have both accuracy and bias involved. What are you trying to maximize? And people are making choices. And different people make different choices about whether they're trying to work as quickly as possible or as accurately as possible. And so there was about 10 good years of research that really changed a lot of things. For you folks, it's been incorporated as part of common sense, but at the time it was the exciting thing. Really? People make decisions? God, we're not used to thinking that way. We've given ourselves over to behaviorism for 20 years, and people respond in a very homogeneous way. Well, the homogeneity thing was going to shit in a hurry. And so if homogeneity fails, then maybe it's processing differences instead of reinforcement history differences. And that's where this and all of its friends came from. So we got 100 males and 100 females completed the task, either under instructions to work quickly, accurately, both, or do whatever you want, which you might imagine had a larger standard deviation than the other conditions, because people are doing different things different ways. So I got a significant interaction. Will I need an LSD minimum mean difference to compare cell means? Yes, I will, because this meets the rule, simple rule. Any significant effect with more than 2 conditions is going to need a follow-up. What N am I going to use? Well, if I'm going to use N, I'm going to take these 200 people and split them up across 8 conditions. And that means that there's going to be 25 people in each condition. Okay? It's not hard, it's just worth going through quickly. Let's see if this thing's going to work today. I'm not sure if that button sequence I go through is ritual or effective, but it keeps working, so I keep doing it. The main effect for type of instruction is significant. Will we need an LSD to compare the marginal means? Yeah, because we got a significant effect with four conditions. We're going to need an LSD. What will the N be? Now we're spreading those 200 people across four conditions, so we got an N of 50 each. Will we need an LSD minimum mean difference to compare cell means? Yes, we will, because we've got an effect that is part of a significant higher order effect. It might be that the pattern of the interaction makes the pattern of the main effect of instruction misleading. So we need to look at the simple effect of instruction for each gender. That involves comparing cell means, so we need the cell mean LSD. So in order to fully explore the main effect of instruction, we're actually going to need two sets of LSDs. One to describe the pattern of the marginal means, which is based on an N of 50, and one to explore the pattern of the simple effects via the cell means, which is going to use an LSD based on an N of 25, which sets us up for grief. Because now, the thing we're using to check up on the other thing has less power. The main effect pattern check has greater power than the simple effect pattern check. And so we can end up with that most annoying of all circumstances, a significant effect that isn't anywhere. Or you can end up with exactly the same appearing pattern among the marginal means as among each set of cell means, but the cell means, even though they have the same pattern and even the same effect size, some of them are not statistically significant because the cell mean comparisons are weaker. And when that happens, you usually retreat to effect sizes and common sense. We'll show you an example of that. Main effect of gender is significant. Do we need LSD to compare the marginal mean? No, we don't, because we only have two genders. Whichever marginal mean is bigger is significantly bigger. Will we need an LSD to compare the cell means? Yes, we will, because that gender effect is embedded in a significant interaction. And then the hardest thing to remember is that both significant main effects and non-significant main effects have to be checked if you have a significant interaction. Nulls can be misleading. All right.